right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Crypto 101 podcast. I'm your host, Bryce Paul, joined as always by my notorious compadre, Pizza Mind. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, man. It's another great day over here in Texas. The weather's finally cooling down, so we can go out and get some exercise. I've gotten a lot of compliments on my set for the different little things that I've got on my desk. If you're listening to the audio-only version, you got to check us out on YouTube. I've got some boxing gloves and some belts around the desk. So people have been asking me, you know, what's next over here? And I was thinking of getting my old karate trophy from when I was 11 years old, and I won my very first tournament. Just because people would never believe that I could actually fight. Just to have that proof and justification, this isn't just props on the set. These are real tools of survival.
Yeah, we need some Crypto 101 knuckle tape or something like that.
Yes. We've been in the trenches fighting every
bare knuckle brawling, all sorts of different fools on the order books.
That's right.
But today we're going to talk to an absolute legend in the fighting world and in the sports league world. Guys, we don't typically have on people that aren't crypto developers or hedge fund guys or anything like that. But today we have a very interesting kind of schedule here for you guys. We have Robert Bryan, who's the founder of Karate.com and the Karate DAO, here joining us today. So Robert, welcome to Crypto 101.
Hey guys, thank you guys for having me on. I look forward to providing a unique view. I can almost guarantee this will be one of the craziest projects you guys have ever heard. So I look forward to speaking about it.
You're in the right place then, man. And I think everybody who's at home listening is in the right place as well. And let's just dive straight in. Like, people are listening and the first thing they're thinking is, how in the world does Karate.com and this, you know, prolific sports fighting league, how does that intersect with all the stuff that we've been learning on Crypto 101 for the past several years?
Well, I think what we're doing is we're the first ones to do this. And I think it's revolutionary because these crypto tools allow the fans to connect with the athletes, with us, the fighters, in a way that they've never been able to do before. And, you know, I encourage other people to follow our project because I think it'll change the sports landscape. And I think given the benefits our league will have from utilizing these Web3 tools will entice a number of other organizations coming over from the traditional sports league to go down the same road that we're going down today.
What are some of the, I guess, shifting changes in the market that made you want to go to a DAO in the first place? I mean, you're going along, you've got this amazing league, the number one striking league in the world, if I'm not mistaken. And that wasn't enough in your mind for you to ring like, okay, this is a success.
Yeah, I've made it officially.
Well, it's a confluence of a few things. So, overall, to be honest, you know, we got the idea about a year ago and we said, look, this is going to be the future. And we're so excited about it. We dropped everything and started running to that goal. And even though, as you say, we're the number one sports league, our goal is to become the number one combat sports league. And the only way we believe to do that is to use new tools that our competition doesn't. We think the DAO enables us to do that. Why we're doing it now, to be honest, a lot of the tools we're using weren't available, 2 years ago. While we're in a new space, we're taking a lot of the concepts from GameFi, a lot of the governance concepts from the DeFi space, and those tools that allow you to do that, they hadn't really been tried and proven or existed 2 years ago, and they've just come to the forefront, and now we have everything we need to execute on our plan.
I love it. So give us a little a glimpse. Say I like this one fighter. I've been following him for years and years. And now all of a sudden, this DAO comes out. How do I, as a fan, get more involved, right? How do I leverage this new technology to have some level of a deeper relationship with karate and the sports fighters?
Right. Well, it's not even a relationship with the fighter. What we're doing goes beyond that. The fans essentially will have complete governance over the league. We've taken all of the league's assets, we put them in an offshore foundation, And there's no other equity, no games, nothing. The fans, you know, essentially govern everything. Now,
they govern, like, you know, who fights who, or what do you mean they govern things?
So the major operations, obviously, they need to be done by individuals that have been doing this for decades. And we're empowering different suppliers in a constrained way. And the governance token does have input into how those suppliers are selected. It basically has, you know, full governance over that. There's no one else making decisions behind the scenes. However, the things that we think the fans will become most excited about are exactly what you said. They get to decide, they get a large amount of input into who fights who. Obviously, there's controls, you know, with the different gaming authorities, things like that, but they'll have control over that. And another big thing, believe it or not, fans are very excited about our new talent. Everyone has, you know, their champion from another league that wants to move up to Karate Combat. And we're going to also open that up to a vote of the token holders. Mm-hmm. So we think that you see a low level of involvement in some of these other DAOs. And because we have a big fan base that's massive, and they're already super enthusiastic about what we're doing, we think we'll have a very, very high participation rate, you know, the highest of any project out there, period, when we launch in December.
Wow. So tell us, like, you know, a person will download some app and they'll vote from the app, or is it all web-based? And also, kind of like, how many fans does Karate DAO have already?
Yeah, so I think that's a great way to approach the concept. So from a high level, what we're doing in terms of value to the customer, we think is amazing. And this new Web3 allows us to offer that. So the way it works, and we have a lot of traditional fans that might not know anything about crypto. We don't even care if they know it's being powered by crypto or not. It's all about the utility that they're getting. So the way it will work, you know, say you follow us on Instagram or Twitter, the exact criteria aren't going to be released, but you'll get a notice. Say, look, you have 10,000 Karate tokens, and there'll be an app. When you pull up the app, it's very simple. We'll have content up there, and we'll say, look, this fight is coming. And you'll be able to click the fighter, and you'll be able to choose the fighter that you believe is going to win. If that fighter wins, you get more tokens. Mm-hmm. The best part is, if that fighter loses, you don't lose anything. So we're calling this up-only gaming, and it's a way for you to have a vested interest in the outcome, but you're not staking anything, so it's not regulated gaming. But we think it incentivizes our fans to become highly, highly involved in the fighters. And even if you're new to the league, you know, it's very easy to become involved. You know, you get these tokens, you have a free option to pick the winning fighter. You're going to pick that fighter, and you're going to watch the coolest fight you've ever seen. So, you know, we're really excited about that. And as far as the numbers, you know, we have over 4 million followers cross platform. We have more followers than any crypto project right now, period.
Oh, yeah.
That we're coming into day one. You know, and where we really excel is in video views. The numbers haven't been released publicly yet this month, but we did over 200 million video views last month. I believe we were the 26th largest sport on Facebook. And when you think the top 10 are NFL, you know, that's quite remarkable. And when we released our DAO plans, we got over 100,000 signups in the first 48 hours alone. So, you know, we've had a huge response, and our traditional fan base is very excited about this as well.
I was just going to ask, do you know of any other sports leagues that are doing anything like this?
I was going to ask the same thing. I bet Dan
White's probably pretty jealous. Not even close. So you have a number of DAOs that have gone out and bought individual teams, but none of them have ever bought a league. And honestly, that's extremely hard to do. You know, you look at the NFL, you have over 30 owners that are all billionaires, and the average team changes hands once over every 20 years. There's very few leagues that were tightly held. And we were in a unique opportunity to give away a huge chunk to the fans and make this transition. I think other leagues will follow us because I think this will be successful. I think that this is a great model of how to use, you know, the utility of crypto in a traditional sport. So I think people will follow us. But honestly, it's not something easy to do with the way a lot of these traditional sports leagues are set up. But, you know, we've always been flexible, pushing forward, and, you know, we've been able to pull it off.
Yeah, that's incredible. You know, I kind of think about it from a fighter's standpoint as well. Like, I bet all these fighters are pretty excited about this new opportunity to get more engagement and all that kind of stuff. But do they also have a new kind of maybe form of upside? Like, do they win any more money if they win based on the tokens that are being bet on them? Or does the fighter have any new sort of maybe ability to monetize themselves through the DAO?
Well, fighter pay is one of the largest issues in combat sports today. Crypto does an amazing job at aligning incentives. So we think the model that we put together is the best solution for fighter pay that we've seen out there and aligns incentives perfectly. So there's a few ways that the fighters interact with the token. First and foremost, as part of our giveaway, we've already given away all of our fighters' tokens. So they all have a vested interest in the upside. More precisely, in an additional way that they're paid, in addition to their normal fighter pay, whenever there's a match, as I said earlier, you get to pick your favorite fighter. All the token holders pick the fighters they think that are going to win. However, you know, you could bet all of your tokens on, not bet, you could vote all of your tokens on one fighter to win. So there'll be different fights with larger prize pools. And the fighters, win or lose, get a percentage of the tokens that were placed on their fight. So that encourages the fighters to promote their own fights. So if you look at what other leagues are doing, they say, oh, you know, they'll either fire the people that aren't as marketable, or they'll just say, hey, go be marketable. With us, we have a lifetime data tracker of how that fighter is doing promoting his fight. So, you know, if he does something crazy, shows up at the weigh-in, you know, with a crocodile, you know, all of a sudden he's going to see his token pool go up because people are interested if the crocodile hunter wins the fight, right?
Right.
So that's our setup, and we think it provides them upside. And as the token grows, you know, their percentage of the upside will grow as well.
Kind of zooming out a little bit, I'm curious, like, how did you kind of come to this idea, not even anything with crypto related, like how did you start karate.com and like how did you, like what was the impetus for that whole thing?
Believe it or not, long story short, I started it because I thought there was a great market opportunity with a large available, you know, market of customers with great product market fit for a product that didn't exist yet. And the way I came about that was I was actually looking at investing in other sports leagues. And I saw that a lot of people were copying what the UFC has done because the UFC is so successful. In my mind, MMA is going to be a winner. It takes all market on that front. If you have the same rule set, I think most of the viewership fans are going to go to the UFC. They have the top fighters. They take 250 fighters. It's pretty hard for these other leagues to compete with them. And I think that's what you've seen in other leagues' financials. However, I thought a good thing to do would go the exact opposite way. Rather than try to copy what the UFC is doing, or, you know, actually you've had bare knuckle boxing that's been even more gruesome, I've kind of focused on the fun parts of fighting and a different cultural take. So one, you know, we don't have grappling. You know, grappling is, you know, boring for the everyday viewer that isn't a technician in the space. And we created faster action fight, but also, you know, culturally there was something missing. You know, you had a lot of people in MMA and there were a lot of trash talk, you know, where they were saying, look, I'm going to kill your family, you know, very aggressive things. However, a lot of their fans cared about respect. You know, a lot of single sport martial arts are about respect. So I thought there was a big hole in the market for something that was exciting, more of a mainstream combat sport, and also had different values than what you're seeing in the UFC. And the last thing I would add is that while we're not just karate, we're all striking, karate has one of the biggest fan bases in the world, and there was no pro league prior to us. So, for instance, 100 million people do Shotokan worldwide. 2.5 million people do MMA in the United States. Over 10 million have practiced karate. So, you know, we've got a large built-in customer base that's already extremely passionate. So, you know, we're encouraged to provide them with a product that we thought would work and was exciting and fun for everybody as well.
That's really cool. When you say it like that, it makes total sense. I mean, so many people did do karate as a kid, and so many more would if they had like a superhero to look up to.
So in the last 10 years, over $100 billion worth of crypto has been lost or it's been stolen. Now, it's specifically because of poor key management, scams, hackers, all this stuff. So I want you guys to forget the saying, you know, not your keys, not your crypto. because software and hardware wallets both have the same vulnerability. They have a single private key that could be lost, could be hacked, it could be misplaced. Now, my new sponsor, which is the ZenGo wallet, is a total game changer, and it's bringing wallet security to a whole nother level, okay? Now, check it out. You have to check it out, okay? It's called ZenGo. It's an on-chain crypto wallet with no private key vulnerability, and it's leveraging advanced cryptography called MPC, okay? Now, MPC, which until now has only been available to multi-billion dollar institutions, is what secures the ZenGo wallet. Now, your ZenGo account is also secured by three factors, which makes recovery simple and stress-free. After all, with no private key to steal, your crypto assets and your NFTs are much more difficult to hack. Now, there's a reason why ZenGo is able to claim itself as being Web3's most secure wallet, because ZenGo has it all. Multi-chain support, buy and trade and sell support, right? You could use it to connect to Web3 dApps. You could store your crypto with it, all that stuff. Now, ZenGo has legendary in-app 24/7 live support with real humans. Now, guys, at the end of the day, ZenGo is the most secure Web3 wallet, and it's the best place to keep your crypto, your NFTs, and your assets secure. It's also fully recoverable using their biometric recovery kit. Now, you can go ahead. You could get started at zengo.com/crypto. And if you use that code crypto, you can get $20 back on your first purchase of $200 or more. Again, that's zengo.com/crypto, code crypto for $20 back on your first purchase of $200 or more. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Now let's get on to the show.
Yeah. And speaking of superheroes that we look up to is our boys over at Hedera, Mance Harmon, Lehman Baird. They're building one of the most amazing blockchains in this crypto space. And that's who you guys have decided to build on. Not Ethereum, not Polygon or any one of the more popular ones, but potentially, again, another new innovative thing. What was it about Hedera that made you want to go there and use their different tools than some other platform?
So we spoke to all the platforms, and we thought Hedera was a great fit for two primary reasons. So one, on the tech side, you know, we do have a Web3 focused team. You know, they reviewed the technology. They were very excited about it. That's less my space. But my interactions with them, and you know, we spoke to all the people you've sort of mentioned here. When I spoke to them, honestly, I just thought that their business development side, you know, it was by far the best that we had worked with. You know, I think they're really interested in developing, you know, the token, and I think you're going to see they brought in a lot of other partners that we think will develop out that ecosystem. And, you know, we want to be a part of that as well. So I think that one of the big, you know, the biggest strengths is honestly what we're seeing them doing on the business development side. And, you know, we thought the people over there were, you know, great at what they do and great to work with. And we thought it was a perfect fit for us.
Do you ever kind of envision a future where, you know, the Hedera hash graph is just one blockchain that hosts the Karate tokens, and there'll be maybe cross chain? You'll be able to have Karate tokens on Ethereum or Cardano and stuff like that, maybe, you know, 3 or 5 years down the line. Are you guys married to one chain?
Yeah, well, so we're doing all of our airdrops on Hedera, but we also have tokens available on Ethereum day one. So nice. So we're launching on both networks.
So I think you mentioned the December is like the launch month. Tokens are going to go live. How, and I also think I remember you saying, you know, the exact parameters for receiving tokens is not yet published, but what can you tell listeners about how we can get our hands on Karate tokens and get involved?
Well, I think the easiest thing is to just become a fan, you know, explore what we're doing, you know, take a look at the fights. And if it's something that's, you know, interesting to you and you become involved in the content, you know, I'm sure that the league, you know, our goal with the airdrop is to become decentralized and benefit, you know, all of our fans. So I would say the best way to do it is to become a fan. And honestly, you know, I think it's fun and something that's simple to understand. You know, MMA can be a little complicated, you know, for us, a dentist, anyone that's never fought before, I mean, everybody likes blood sport. Everyone likes, you know, action movies. And our fights are pretty simple. You know, if you've seen an action movie, you know, you can kind of figure out what's going on in the fight. And it's easy to tell what's happening. So best way to become involved in the airdrop, I would say, is to become a fan and explore our content.
As a founder and somebody who has seen your baby kind of go from, you know, nothing to now this amazing, huge sports league, was it, you know, kind of a personal question, but was it like kind of a struggle or a little bit of like, you know, hard to come to terms with, of like giving up control basically, and like the decentralization, like you're the most powerful man in this organization, and then you have to like sacrifice your control and yourself for, you know, the greater good, the longevity of this ecosystem, the decentralized nature. Was that difficult at all, or was it a pretty easy process?
I mean, look, obviously there's some disadvantages with any decision, but overall, I think that what this move does for the growth of the league completely outweighs any of the negatives. You know, this new customer acquisition tool that we have is incredible, and all the different things and the ways that the fans can now interact with the league are as amazing as well. And I think that'll fuel growth far beyond what we could have done without doing that. And, you know, at the end of the day, say we're going to go the traditional sports route. And by the way, the traditional sports investors did think we were crazy when we told them we're going through with this plan with the already successful league. But even if you go the traditional route, you know, eventually your company is going to go public. There's going to be other owners. You know, it's a natural progression. And the last thing I'd say is, you know, before we've even done the airdrop, we've already gotten amazing input from the community. You know, we launched our new IP plan. We already have 10 people that were building on top of us within a week. We're already starting to reap the benefits of this, and we're just in the early stages.
When someone wants to go out and start a business, you know, they go to LegalZoom or something and they just file an LLC, pay $150, they're up and running. But when someone wants to start a DAO, that whole process is completely hazy, especially on something that's not Ethereum. Can you walk us through the actual process of the DAO creation and mention some of the tools that you needed to really get up and running, do the accounting, and all that other stuff in the back office that people are just not aware of?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you actually answered the question. Lots of lawyers and lots of learning, because there's no tried and true way. And what we're doing is different from everybody else. So we took what we can from the other projects. We thought we're doing things correctly. But a lot of it we had to kind of produce ourselves. And I think, you know, I think it'll be great when there's more, when we have more clarity on the regulation. So then there can be more not cookie cutter models, but more of a clear path. I think it'll make it easier for everyone. And I'm sure we're going to get there. Unfortunately, we're some of the first movers, so we're having to deal with that. But, you know, I would say, you know, we hired, you know, the best lawyers in the space, and we just sat down and understood what a lot of the other DAOs did. And I think the big difference with us is that there were no smoke and mirrors. You know, some of the other tokens out there, it was unclear who really controlled what. And, you know, as I do more work, it sounds like, you know, some of these other things, you know, that when the control was opaque, you know, they weren't necessarily running things perfectly behind the scenes. You know, with us, our goal is to make it as transparent as possible. You know, it's very complicated, but if we make it transparent, and given that we're putting such a valuable business into the structure, it's important to us that people realize they really do have this governance. So, you know, I'd say that was one of the big differences, that we had to really figure out how to be as transparent as possible. You know, you're going to see lots of documents about how we did this that are all going to be public. And then the other big thing was, you know, it's a sports league which requires unique things that other DAOs don't. So how we set up those supplier relationships, how our suppliers are selected, things like that were much different from what you'd have in, say, you know, say a DeFi token. So we had to kind of, you know, chop a lot of our own wood there. But, you know, it took a lot of time, and I think it's ultimately going to prove more than worth it. You know, it's just certainly a transaction cost there, but it is what it is. And I think over time, it'll be easier and easier for others to adopt the structure as it should be.
Yeah. And I'm so curious about like just all the different iterations of where this can go, because, you know, we haven't even talked about NFTs yet. And I don't know if Karate DAO has plans for it, but I could envision a future where, you know, people could win You know, they make the right bet, they bet the most or whatever, you know, they voted. And then, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they win and you could get an NFT, like the knockout from that fight or something. And, you know, there people could, you know, trade them or whatever. But do you guys have any plans for NFTs on the platform?
Yes. So the way that we're approaching that is different than a lot of others. You know, we're early in our plans. So I can't give away too many of the details. But from a high level, for the first 3 years, we're going to be, you know, not open license, but if you follow a few basic terms, we're going to allow a large number of builders to utilize our IP. And that's going to be out shortly, the specifics of that. And we also have a unique way that all this IP is going to that's generated, you know, almost open license, is going to come back to benefit the fighters and benefit the token holders directly. So I can't say exactly what's going to happen, but an example of that could be, you know, if someone builds, you know, a successful NFT project, and for the portion of compensation that goes to the league, you know, they're going to be dropping NFTs directly to the holders. And for the portion that goes to the fighters, they'll drop the NFTs to the fighters. But we're looking more at constructs like that. And, you know, being open source, you know, we announced that, I think, 2 weeks ago. With a week, you know, we had 10 people that are already building interesting projects on top of us. And all that will come back to benefit the token holders.
All right. So you've got some amazing things already built, but in the dream world, like, who would be the best potential partnership or celebrity fighter that you could bring in? Would you bring in like a Logan Paul just so he could get his ass kicked, or a Mike Tyson just for the draw? Like, who's like your dream like collaboration?
Well, it's funny. I'm not going to throw out, you know, the potential names. That more comes from our fight department, but we are talking to, you know, a lot of people along those lines. You know, we already have a few influencers. But as far as, you know, like current fighters, we already have some of the best guys. So from the sort of commentator influencer perspective, you know, we're already working with George St. Pierre, arguably the best mixed martial artist of all time. But once again, the people we take from MMA, you know, their background is in karate or striking. GSP started in karate. We have Steven Wonderboy Thompson, you know, one of the top strikers in the UFC, also with a background in karate. We have Bass Rudin, karate guy, also a former UFC heavyweight champion. And Lyoto Machida, one of the best known guys for using karate in the UFC. So as far as the top strikers, we're already working with a number of them. You know, I think you will see, you know, some of those guys in the ring as well. And we're also talking to a number of influencers. Can't throw any names out. You know, obviously we would love to have, you know, Jake or Logan Paul in. Yeah, they're focused more on boxing right now, but I think this is more exciting and it works, you know, it resonates better with their fans. So, you know, we'd love to get those guys in the pit.
That's awesome. There's some guys here in the crypto space that actually do a lot of fighting too. There's Ben Askren and Adam Charles and John Kim, handful of other guys too. That'd be kind of cool to see some people from the crypto industry, maybe put one of those guys up against Richard Hart.
Yeah, there's also a crypto, I guess, Twitter fight in Dubai in November. We've actually sponsored two of the guys there. One of the guys, Ponzi Trader, he's in the head card. It's boxing, unfortunately. You know, maybe we'll get them to move over to a more exciting rule set like what we do next year. But yeah, we're always excited for the crossover between combat sports, crypto, something that everyone can understand. And we want to be, you know, the first native Web3 sport that's really for the community.
Amazing. Hell yeah. Now tell us, you know, kind of outside of anything that maybe you're working on or affiliated with, what's like another crypto project or ecosystem, or hell, maybe some kind of company? Like what is one other aspect of crypto that you're really paying attention to right now?
So I followed, you know, I've been following crypto for a long time now, but from a high level. You know, unfortunately, because I'm running a sports league, I don't get to follow a lot of the projects day to day. You know, I'm actually a pretty big DeFi fan. Unfortunately, nice. I kind of caught it on the way down. But, you know, before this, 10 years ago, I was in finance. And I think just a lot of these trends, you know, crypto can do a lot of these financial tools much better. You know, I think the DeFi space is still early. Yeah, I think what the guys at Year in Finance are doing is interesting, you know, not only from, you know, the, what the project does, but also I think, you know, from a governance perspective, you know, what they're doing is quite interesting. And, you know, we've definitely taken a lot of things from these different projects.
Amazing. Yeah, I think the stuff that YFI is doing is pretty phenomenal. Well, this has been awesome. Robert, I'm curious, just as kind of a closing question, from a guy who's been in the space for a long time, and for a guy who's been, you know, running, you know, a large, you know, multinational company, what's one word of advice that you could give to our listeners, you know, from your perspective, just for someone who, you know, crypto 101, probably a new crypto user, somebody who's just breaking into the space?
Here's what I think is interesting. And it's sort of the core of what we're doing. You've got all these new tools and you're saying, okay, you know, you got the GameFi space and they're using these tools and we copied a lot from them. We think the customer acquisition they have is great, but you see a whole bunch of games and a lot of them are similar. You know, what we did is we took a business that had nothing to do with crypto, and we took some of those tools and we said, hey, you know, these can really benefit our customer acquisition, right? I'm competing with, you know, UFC One Championship. You know, they have to spend all this money in advertising to get their customers to care about a new fighter. I can use this crypto tool, airdrop them tokens, and they can vote on the fighter for free. I can guarantee you that guy's gonna watch the fight. So what we did is we took a lot of these new tools and applied them to a traditional business in a very Web3 way. We didn't just say, hey, look, you know, we have a sports league. We want to make some money, go sell some NFTs. So my advice would be if you run a traditional business with all the tools available, now is the time to start looking at, you know, what some of these other projects are doing. And I'd be really interested. I haven't thought about it, but I'm sure there's so many traditional businesses out there that rather than just a small crypto item can really apply a lot of these Web3 tools to really benefit their business truly in a new way. You know, that's what we've done. I think, you know, the industry is early there. And I think that you're going to see, you know, that happen over the next decade. And I'm really excited about how it turns out. And, you know, I think they should all follow us to see what happens. You know, if we're either going to be successful or go down in a blaze of glory, I can promise you it'll be interesting and we think it'll work and we're excited about it.
I cannot.
Blaze of Glory sounds like the perfect name for your new video game whenever that's coming out. I want to see karate.com presented by EA Sports 2023.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Love it. Now we're excited to follow along on the journey with you, Robert. You're welcome back here at any time. This has been a ton of fun. And if people want to follow you guys, I know you guys got some popular social handles. Can you shout them out real quick before we let you go?
Sure. I mean, karate.com has it all. You know, our Instagram is just Karate Combat. Twitter, you know, they're all just labeled as Karate Combat. Nice. We're having a fight October 29th. It's Halloween theme. It's in Universal Studios. Wow. It's one of the coolest events out there. So we have a pit where you can see the fights directly. We have a virtual background behind it. It's like Bloodsport. So follow us on our social handles and watch the fight October 29th. It's always a blast.
I'm nearby, so guys, you might catch me there as well. I might have to pop down for the weekend. That would be awesome.
Well, you're invited. We'll put you pit side. All of your viewers will be able to watch you as well.
Hey, if you're serious, I'm gonna follow up after this and get there.
So, awesome. I am. I look forward to seeing you
let's
there.
Let's go. All right. Well, Robert, we'll wrap things up here. But we hope you have a great rest of your day, and look forward to speaking to you soon.
Great. Thanks. It was a pleasure.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.